Thank you, Dave. Cat, question here from Brenda Herbert, who says, is it true that adult cancers, when they present, are all late stage? In other words, by the time you've detected a cancer, has it been growing in you for more than 10 years and probably already spread somewhere else?
Absolutely not at all, because then screening wouldn't work. Things like the breast screening and the bowel screening that we have now. Some cancers, yes, often when they're found, they are advanced. And that's why the government's trying to do a lot through an initiative called the National Earlier Detection and Awareness Initiative to try and catch cancers earlier. But in many cases, for example, bowel cancers, you can spot them when they're just a little polyp. You can take it away and, you know, that cancer will not have grown anywhere. In the case of breast cancers, breast screening picks up very small tumours that really haven't spread far. So it's not necessarily true for all types of cancers that, you know, they will have spread around the place. Certainly not.
Can I just ask you, though, which might be what Brenda was getting at, which is, could it be that she means cancer being a multi-stage process where you slowly build up and acquire changes to your DNA which eventually mean you get cancer, and you could have spent a lifetime building up those changes, inevitably you have, and so therefore you're on your way to cancer all the way through your life, but it's only latterly that you finally can call it cancer?
Well, that's kind of true, because we do pick up all sorts of damage to our DNA just in the hurly-burly of life within our cells. And cancer is a disease that usually takes a very long time to happen. There is also an idea that we do just, you know, everyone has tiny, tiny little cancers all over us, but it's our immune system that's constantly patrolling our bodies and keeping these under control. And what happens when cancer really starts to grow is that it's started to somehow evade this immune suppression and really start going for it. And there's a lot we don't really understand about how cancer really gets going, how it interacts with the immune system.